The way we choose to live our lives dictates a lot of how the world will be. And with us today, we have someone who I think is very special, not so much as a teacher as someone who is a reflector of a good way to make that happen. His name is Arya Bharadwaj. Basically, he's a missionary of Gandhi and Ayurveda, has been for 40 years. In 1970, co-founded the School of Nonviolence, and that really says a lot about how he is, in my opinion. He has written 22 books. He attended Humboldt State University. His work really now is a humble student and works with Mother Earth. It's interesting having a conversation with you, Arya, because our language in so many ways is a bit different. You have this humility about you. You're a student, yet you're a very accomplished student. And in this country, most of the time, people are talking about who they are and what they've done and how important they are, and you're the exact reverse of that, the way I see it. And the humility is very connecting for me. And I'm fascinated at your work in nonviolence. What prompted you to get started in that back in 1970? What led you to create the School of Nonviolence with your friend?
You see, first of all, my family background was such that I had the samskara for that. And that gave me a sort of intuitional insight that brought me to the School of Nonviolence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how is that helping the planet?
Well, planet is a very big thing. I always started with the example of Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to say, one step is enough for me at a time. So I started with that one step. And I was much in the, you know, politics of confrontation when 1974 Mrs. Gandhi was the Prime Minister and brought emergency rule, and all the political opposition was put into jail. So the School of Nonviolence also got closed and we all were in jail. And this struggle went on for more than 2 years, and finally she came to senses and she called for elections and she got defeated in 77. And in 77, I was a young man, thought that things will change, but no, it did not work. So I started thinking. I stopped all activities, and then idea came to my mind, if Gandhi has to be put into action, it cannot be in a geopolitical boundary. It has to be global.
Mm-hmm.
So I started in 1984 for the first time, came to West, traveled in 14 countries at a first stage, and now 2007, I have almost 60 times visited Europe, 25 times to this country, and talked to a couple of universities here, a couple of times, various groups. And I am contented because when I started this dream, I was alone, and now I have at least thousands of people in at least 27 countries where I myself have gone and talked to people, and I think now people have no other goal other than to think of Gandhi. And Ayurveda followed with that because Ayurveda has been a mission or profession for my family for four generations. And I think Gandhi and Ayurveda today are relevant. Because they tell us a new way of life. What does life means? It's told by Ayurveda for the last 5,000 years and it was renowned by Gandhi with his actions. So, I am not after propagating one person. I believe Gandhi the idea, not the man so much.
If you were to put into words the idea of Gandhi the idea, what would they be?
Very simple. You see, this world time immemorial, we see that the way of solving problems have always been, you know, with limited physical energies. We never tried higher energies that are hidden inside every human being.
The forceful tendencies.
So, the mental energies and then higher spiritual energies, I think they are these atomic bombs are nothing against that.
Right, of course.
So, this we have to tell to the younger generation, which is totally disillusioned today.
We have to teach our generation too.
So, my faith and belief with practice has shown me that this way will be the way for the coming generation. And no power on the globe can prevent it. At present, we are seeing a gloomy picture where you are seeing all round conflict, tension, tension in human being, tension in society. It is all because we have not yet opened the new chapter of human power, human energies. But I think because, you know, the dimensional growth, especially horizontal dimension, is a limited dimension. This table is there before you, it has horizontal, and that is physical force. But the mental force, the spiritual force, has no limitation, because that is, I call, vertical growth, not development, vertical growth. So, today's world has to go hand in hand while we are working for physical, horizontal development, we have to grow vertically.
So it's through education that you see this happening?
Education not in the sense that is today taken as education.
What kind of education would it be?
Education is a word which I think is a little bit confusing. In education, we try to put something in someone's head, as you just told, while real knowledge is to be taken out. It's already here. We have just helped.
It's to free it up.
Yes.
And inspire people.
It will automatically.
It does by itself.
Yes, it is not my, you know, this thing. It will be its own gift. The only thing is just to remove the dust.
This all makes perfect sense to me, and it's actually my own philosophy. So this is not new to me to think this way. And yet I look around me in a world that's full of turmoil and misconception about where the real values in life are. And it looks like a lot of work and a big challenge to free up people to experience this kind of reality. And I'm wondering how you see that unfolding.
You see, I told you, I wrote you that I do not believe in broadcasting, I believe in deep casting. Deep casting means
yes.
How to dig out deep.
Yes.
So that process we have to develop. I mean, it is already there. The question is our recognition.
Mm-hmm. We're born with that. It's our intuitive, it's our innate composition.
Yeah.
And if we can tap into it, it's there. And I think this is part of what you're going to be doing. Well, I know you're doing this the rest of your life, but you're also doing this with Francesca McCartney, who you have come
yes,
to meet.
Yes, fortunately, you know, as I say, I am a wanderer. And during my that wandering, I discovered this wonderful lady. And I must say the credit for this goes to my friend Roy Fiddler, who actually took me there last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's trying to do something miraculous.
Well, what I like about this is the combination of you and Francesca, and I just want to tell our listeners a little bit about Francesca. She has the Academy for Intuitive Medicine in Sausalito. And her website is intuitionmedicine.org, and I would urge you to go to the website and learn more about Arya Bararwag and the work that they're going to be doing together. So I want to thank you for joining us, Arya, today and helping people to understand this way of Gandhi and Ayurveda.
Well, it is my pleasure, and thanks also to you for searching. And making this possible, I hope we will be together in this aim, in this mission.
That would be nice.
Thank you.